By the end of yesterday, the hospital had lost both its CEO and its chief operating officer. The hospital released only a statement that CEO Richard Cleland had been removed unanimously for cause, and current president Thomas Quattrocchi had been named acting CEO. Cleland has told some reporters he quit, something which took place after he was fired. He had only officially been in the job since May, although he had been acting for a year before that. One of his first actions was to name Mary Lasky Hoffman as COO after a year as senior vice president of operations and a career in the hospital business. She's also gone. The hospital had no comment on what happened, only saying ECMCC was financially sound and functioning normally. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.